Nah, I'm kidding, guys. If you guys didn't know, when Keiko was in college, he signed up to be in the military, in the U.S. Navy.
Algo así. Se
lo llevaron. Yeah, but he signed up
de malandro
in the Navy for 2023. So right now he's like training and stuff. So
he forgot that he signed up actually.
Yeah, he actually. Well, even if he remembered, like, you can't get out of the contract. So it's either that or like he fucking gets like a penalty. I really don't know what it is. Tour announcement. Iván Cornejo finally announced a tour.
Dude,
we pushed it and we got the info. So I don't know if you guys remember, like two episodes ago, we said there's gonna be a special announcement for Ivan. That's because we got a call from a credible source. She told us, she was like, hey, you know, she told us about the Ivan tour, but she was like, don't say it's an Ivan tour, just say it's a big announcement. They gave us a shitload of tickets. They gave us tickets to the Sad Boys for Life tour.
Ooh.
And for Del Barrio Hasta Aquí, Fuerza Regida. So if you guys want to go see Junior H or Fuerza Regida, someone else said, this girl gave me head, then she made out with my best homie 30 minutes later. I feel like something that would happen to you and Keiko.
Damn.
Oh, that happened to them? And they're like, Angel, no. What the fuck are you doing, Angel? She just gave me head.
No, it was...
That was...
laughing and shit. Test.
Giggle,
test.
3, 2,
what's up, guys? Welcome back to another Agusto Baba podcast, the number one podcast that talks about the regional Mexicano.
Number one.
English, not because we're no sabos, but yeah, maybe we are no sabos.
You know, we're in America, so we prefer to talk English.
Dude, you know what? I don't hate it.
Buenvenidos.
I don't hate this, but I think it's stupid when people say, like, why are you talking about Mexican music in English, like if bilingual is fucking illegal or some shit.
That's
like,
one thing.
Like I said, it doesn't get me mad. It might sound mad, but maybe I'm a little mad. I just think it's dumb. But it's like a white person coming up to us and be like, why are you speaking Spanish in fucking the United States? Like, that's
dumb. I'd be pissed off.
Because it's a culture. It's a cultural thing. And obviously, American people are making Mexican music, if you guys haven't realized that yet. And things are changing.
Mexicans are just haters.
They're hating on, like, literally the culture that is evolving and growing the most right now.
The culture that we're trying to promote every single day to become bigger so that we're better represented.
Exactly. Like, they don't understand.
Ponte pilas.
They don't understand that we're trying to grow as a collective, so they call us no sabos.
Oh, but then that's also the other thing. Que nos digan no sabos. Si supieran, mi niño, que yo tuve que aprender inglés primero.
No one cares about Rob Kardashian.
Okay. Ven que dicen el peor enemigo de un mexicano es otro. Y aquí lo tengo.
Yeah. We actually don't get mad. When we see no sabos, we get happy. Because yeah, that means we're trending on the For You page.
Yeah, that's the sign that video got out there.
But we are trying to learn Spanish.
But yeah, anyway, guys, thank you for clicking on this video. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. If you guys are new to this channel, we're also available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Uh-huh. And if you guys listen to us there, make sure you guys give a 5-star review. We didn't know there was ratings. And talking about ratings, I actually did find some ratings that I thought.
No way, what are they saying?
No way. And this is real. I swear to God, guys, it's not us editing this shit. You guys can literally go search it up. This is from Alondra. 5 stars. Amazing podcast. I love this podcast. I think it's super entertaining and funny. Please don't stop bullying Keiko. We got you, Alondra. We will not stop bullying Keiko.
I agree with you.
Andamos mejor.
Andamos mejor. Another 5-star rating. Fire. It's awesome. I think they should bully Keiko more, but like, it's just awesome.
Tacuache 123 via Apple Podcast from United States.
And we're going to do you guys a favor. We're going to keep bullying Keiko. We're going to talk about Keiko in a bit. And this one says, saludos de Luis desde San Jose. 5-star rating. I started listening to Agusto Baba since Flatfoot Angel was on. He is Flatfoot Angel. He has this condition where his feet are fucking flat. He could walk on water. He's like a platypus.
Jesus Christ, lizard over here on the right.
He's like the Rob Kardashian version with flat feet. You know, it's like condition. It's kind of weird. I feel like you have a higher chance of like getting born with like one ear.
You should get
3% of Mexican American.
You should get back with Black China.
No me deja ver el niño. Black. Niña, creo que ni me acuerdo.
Keep going.
I don't want to talk about that side stuff.
And when Flatfoot Angel was first on and you guys were keeping up with all the grupos and stuff, I listened to them while I'm at work. And when I get home, I watch it again on YouTube to see it. I like how long they are because it never gets boring. Always fun. Keep up the good work and keep bullying Keiko. And hopefully, Keiko forgives Angel and parties more. Puro agusto, papá. And I know you guys are wondering, where Todos is Keiko?
Lo mandamos a la verga.
No, guys, Keiko went to Lithuania. I don't know where it is exactly, to marry a girl. He's going to help her get papers and come over here.
He's chasing a bag.
No, it's like when they do the male brides. Have you guys heard of that?
Male brides?
No, where they do a thing where they get some like girl from like some other country and comes and marries. They come and marry them over here. Pero el pendejo de Keiko se fue al revés y se lo llevamos.
Nah, I'm kidding, guys. If you guys didn't know, when Keiko was in college, he signed up to be in the military, in the U.S. Navy for the
year. What was it called? J-Rock?
I don't know, but it's for the
year. No, what was it? The camp something, no?
Like summer camp?
Something.
Like that. Summers?
Algo así. Se lo llevaron.
Yeah, but he signed up
de malandro
in the Navy for 2023, so right now he's like training and stuff, so he...
He forgot that he signed up, actually.
Yeah, he actually... Well, even if he remembered, like... You can't get out of the contract, so it's either that or like he fucking gets like a penalty. I really don't know what it is, but he is training right now.
He's a mail order bride from.
He's Lithuania. Gonna come back skinny at least, hopefully.
He's I don't know, but
I don't know about that.
At least our country, same with Keiko. Like, he probably signed up as a fucking suicide bomber or some shit,
a juggernaut.
Okay, well, that's what's like, going on. With
arre,
arre viejo, vámonos. Peda, be, peda, be.
He's like, no va a pasar nada. Ay.
Oh, Keiko's right here. Keiko's right here. No. Oh, my God.
We're talking mad.
We're talking mad.
Nah, we're talking mad.
And you heard? Yeah. What did I say? We actually just started. So Keiko is taking a break. He's here. It's like, you know, he'll probably talk about it when he comes on, but he's here because he's going to go party.
Mental break. Hey, mental health first.
Mental health. You know, you guys know how Keiko is. You know what makes him happy? Partying, drinking. But he'll talk about it when he comes on. He's literally right here in front of us.
I'm looking at
it. Look, step on the camera for a second.
Step on the camera.
Pa que te vean. Or put your hand on the camera pa que sepan que todavía estás aquí. Y no en Lithuania.
Ahí dijo, the legend said, you'll see me soon.
I just came back from base.
From base, no.
First base, and he's going to go try to get to second.
Lithuania. Yeah, I told a lot of people that Keiko was in Lithuania or Ethiopia and shit.
It is Platanito boots.
Platanito boots. What's the style? I think it's funny how he's like on break, but he's here. You leaving? Yeah. Alright, see you.
Right here, say something to the
people. He's just fat as fuck.
Yeah, I know. I was about to see that. You didn't shave it.
All right, you can make your presentable comeback when you're ready.
Yeah, when you come back, get a haircut too, fool.
Yo, yeah, get a haircut.
You look crusty as fuck.
And stop wearing those black crusty pants too.
Oh, the super skinny jeans that you always wear. Yeah, please.
Bro, he's not even wearing them right now. He just remembered.
I just remember he wears them like every day.
All right, see you, fool.
All right, peace out, way.
Keiko's literally going to a party in Hollywood. We were supposed to go with them, but we started late. But you know,
work first. And he has a Keiko merch on.
Oh shit, you haven't shaved. You have a mustache. Yeah, me too.
I haven't shaved.
No. You look like Keiko from 2019.
I haven't even got a
like that Chuck E. Cheese, the Chuck E. Cheese worker Keiko. Fucking G.I. Joe over here. you know the hamster?
Yeah.
What is it called?
No, not a hamster. He's like a fucking groundhog, no?
Huh?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
The Geico commercial right there.
He actually looked different way.
I don't know what it is. Maybe the mustache?
We'll see you soon. I know when Geico's coming back.
All right, fuck off.
All right, yeah, fuck off.
Hey, drive safe, though.
I'll take a shot for you. I'm not driving. All
right, bet. All right, later.
All
right, bye.
Peace out.
Tener dinero?
What was I going to say? Yeah, I told a lot of people Geico was in jail and shit.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not you, tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, so now you guys know, for everybody commenting, where's Keiko? No, you guys know.
Yeah, but he'll explain when he's here, you know. You guys have to understand. It was kind of our fault, you know. I feel like we do have to kind of give you guys an explanation. But, yeah, he's good. He's going to come back. He'll talk about it when he's here. And before we start today's episode, how was you guys' day? What did you guys do today?
Honestly, today I slept in. I went to Halloween Horror Nights yesterday.
How was it? Took my car?
It was good. I went with a female friend.
Yeah? Female friend?
Yeah, it was good. It was super scary. I was like, ah.
Ah.
Was there a like, sexual tension between the
Jason
both of you?
Jason was fucking Jeffrey Dahmer and shit.
I was like, you want to take a picture?
I just want to take some pictures.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I just want to take some pictures. But yeah, I was like super desvelado. And then when I get birria, I invited this fool, but he's like, I'm trying to get my shit straight. And then I started playing the guitar and I started drinking. And I haven't stopped drinking. And now I'm here filming the podcast. What about you, Angel?
And you wanted to borrow my car because it has tinted windows. I don't know what's up with you guys wanting to borrow my car.
I think there was sexual tension.
Like it's a fucking regular-ass car. Angel doesn't even fucking fill it up with gas.
False info.
Okay, Ooh. Here's a question I want to ask you guys. If you ever borrow a car from anyone, without saying anything, like, what is it common courtesy to fill up the tank as a form of gratitude towards the other person that let you borrow the car? Or is it valid to just return it with the amount of gas you got? I don't know. I'll let you guys decide.
Don't say you don't know, because when you borrow my car, you return it with full gas of tank.
Oh, but
that shit was like on like E.
No, but what happened was that when I borrowed it, I didn't think about filling it up as like I was supposed to. I was just like, por si las moscas, you know? And then also plus like my car fills up with like $80. So then I went to the gas station and I told the lady $80. And it filled up with like 48. So then also say, you know, but it was not on purpose. So that's what happened.
Anyway.
But yeah, you guys let us know. It's a common courtesy to fill up the tank when someone lets you borrow their car.
Yeah.
I really want to know.
What's the whole point of the favor then?
That's not no, a favor. No, no, no. The favor is.
I should have put that shit on Turo then.
Then you should have. You would have had to fill it up and pay me. No. By the way, guys, let me give you guys a little context. So I have a rental car. And Jason was like, let me borrow it. So I was like, you know.
Because there was a sexual tension between him and his female friend.
Here, borrow my car, whatever.
I'm just kidding.
It was like 75% full. I checked.
75, okay. Returned three quarters.
Fries on the floor, right? Fries on the floor? You mean you were the one that said fries on the floor?
Wow, I should have put Chick-fil-A sauce on that shit too right there.
So we're like, he put some other sauce.
And he was like, I'll take it to H to go.
And what about the fries inside?
He didn't have to pay for it. I have the thing where you just pass. Anyway, guys, how was your day, Angel?
Oh, mine was good. I ate a healthy breakfast, so I feel like I started the day off right.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Dude, stop. You should hit me, bitch.
Textual tension right there, too.
Oh, go?
No, my day was good. I didn't just cry.
He's like, I didn't smile all day.
I looked depressed and looking for Blac Chyna.
And the kid. Let me see the damn kid.
All right, what happened for real?
And then I ate a breakfast. I packed up some orders, a lot of orders.
You had the last supper for breakfast?
The last supper, 12-course meal. And then after, right when you were done, I was done eating, that's when you called me about the birria. Oh, no, you called me like at 2, no?
I will go at 12.
You want to go? I checked the time. I thought it was 9 in the morning. No, it was 3. 2 or 3.
So you work today?
He's like, anyway, yeah.
I work. Jason's like, you work?
Y'all work? No, yeah, but I work. Thanks to you guys. I appreciate it with the orders. And aside from that.
Do chargebacks. I'm just kidding.
Don't do that, please. Some guy did that. He's going to jail, but he was trying to take $2,000 away from me. But yeah, I did that. Then I thought we were doing a different type of video today, so I got ready with that. Then we were filming the podcast, so then I thought about what we should talk, and then here we are. Ni me bañé hoy.
What about you, dumbass?
Oh shit! I prepared the question. I don't even fucking do shit. I went to the gym. Oh, and then I was working.
Damn, you didn't eat. No wonder.
No, I did eating. I did eat.
Though there's no.
I'm not
doing no three.
Yeah, I'm tired of looking like you. But I was working on a.
I weigh more than you.
An agreement, some type of stuff. Business. Don't worry, guys. Keiko's not going anywhere.
Legal problem.
That motherfucker stuck here for life. That was on a 720 contract. He has to pay to be here.
No.
No, I'm kidding, guys. Yeah, I was working on some stuff like for reals. You guys will hear about it soon. But anyways, tour announcement. Ivan Cornejo finally announced a tour.
I think we kind of, I'm not going to say we made it happen.
We pushed it and we got the info. So I don't know if you guys remember like 2 weeks ago, 2 episodes ago, we said there's going to be a special announcement for Ivan. That's because we got a call from a credible source. She told us, she was like, hey, you know, she told us about the Ivan tour, but she was like, don't say it's an Ivan tour. Just say it's a big announcement. And it didn't happen the week she told. It happened this week.
Yeah.
So we felt kind of dumb. But it happened. And she did say, we saw the clip. And we sent it over to Manzana. You know, kind of try to work some things. And, like, it happened. And, you know, huge shout out to Manzana for making this stuff happen. And he did it. Well, actually, before we get into Ivan's, let's talk about the other tour. Because we do have a giveaway. We'll talk about Ivan right now.
Giveaways.
We do have giveaways for two badass artists that are hitting right now on Top of the Game.
They're hitting.
Guys,
hitting,
they gave hitting. Us a shitload of tickets. They gave us tickets to the Sad Boys for Life tour.
Ooh.
And for Del Barrio Hasta Aquí, Fuerza Regida. So if you guys want to go see Junior H or Fuerza Regida is going to be in LA November 23rd. And Junior H is going to be in LA December 18th. Both in the Microsoft Theater, right?
No. Crypto Arena.
Oh, shit.
Crypto Arena, huge thing they're going to do.
Damn.
They said for that setup that they're going for, it's going to be 20,000 people. So I think it's on the bigger side. Sometimes they do where it's a sold out, but in a smaller capacity.
But yeah,
they're going all out.
They give us a lot of tickets. I think we're going to give away two of each.
Two and two.
Good. So make sure you guys follow us if you guys want to know.
That could be you.
Yeah, so we still have a lot
that
more to give
you.
Out.
That could be you.
We're definitely giving away some on Instagram. So go follow the Instagram.
All the Instagram and then some on TikTok. Right, so you guys got to follow us
everywhere. I gotta go to our podcast.
Maybe
on
some on our personal accounts too. So
damn, imagine.
Yeah, so go follow Jason.
Follow Jason, listen to his new song.
Yeah, so and then, before you tell them exactly how they can enter for the chance to go get two tickets, which, by the way, are going to be good seats because Live Nation always treats us good. Shout out to Live Nation.
Shout out to Live Nation.
For helping us do this.
And making this happen.
Giving us the tickets to their marketing team. Shout out to them. Shout out to Nadia for helping us make that happen. And how can they win these awesome tickets?
All you have to do is comment on this video. Your favorite part of the podcast. Comment as much as you want. One comment is one entry. So we're just going to do that shit Angel does where he closes his eyes.
One, two, three, four, five. Stop.
And the winner ish. We will announce the winner in the next week's episode. So just comment.
Yeah, next episode.
So that shit
you have
comments.
7 days. So if you're watching this and the new one hasn't come out yet, you're still able to do it.
Remember, two tickets to Junior
Two tickets.
Two tickets to Fuerza Regida.
So it's fine.
All right, all right.
You could take you and your boo.
If you were... If you were the one participating in the contest, who would you want to see? Junior H or Fuerza?
I would try to contact the other person that won and see if they want to give me one ticket.
And if you win,
los dos.
And if you win, who would you take? Well, I mean, we got tickets, but
who would I take?
But let's just say you're a winner. Who would you take?
Out of who?
I don't know anyone you want.
Anybody? I take my sister.
Sister? You?
Yeah.
I think I'd take my dad because he's like a really big fan of Junior H.
Yeah, so you go to Junior H over Fuerza Regida. Got that.
No, I'm just saying, like, my dad likes Junior H, so I will take him to the Junior H one.
That's crazy. Yeah, they're both goated. Who do you take?
My girlfriend. I'm actually gonna take her to go see Junior H.
Oh, really?
Sheesh, on stage VIP.
You won the contest or what?
I still have to ask.
No, just kidding, guys. This is like a legitimate giveaway. There are a specific number of tickets that we already have to give out, and it's going to be
legit. It's a lot.
Once you win, we're going to have to contact you, and you're going to have to provide us with your ID to get those names.
Email.
Yeah.
ID at the door or some shit like that.
Yeah, your ID at the door, but you do have to give us your email. So it's a legit thing. No es ahí nomás, eh? Ponte trucha.
And also, like, if you guys are not from LA, like, if you guys are from other states, like, comment down below. We'll ask for some.
Yes, sir. Yes,
like I fucking love Live
or fly
Nation.
In.
They're amazing. And then another tour too, Danny Lux. We don't have tickets for this, but we could definitely ask for tickets. You know, get you guys hooked up.
Yeah, I think this was like a good week
for tour announcements.
Yeah, last week it just Fuerza Regida announced their biggest show, Crypto Arena LA.
And then also, wait, did they pay?
Nah, they didn't. Angel?
Never mind. No tour for them.
No tour.
But yeah, guys, if you guys want to go to see Danny Lux too, make sure you comment down below. I'm pretty sure we could hook you guys
up. And they need some presenters too, maybe, you know, so go tell them. We want to be out there on the shows with you guys. I've been telling them we need to go to more shows to be able to see you guys. It's awesome seeing you guys.
Yep, all the supporters, all the love. We're growing. Yeah, we're growing.
Our audiences are like this. Hand in hand.
Let's get back to Ivan. That is fucking crazy. We've been talking about it. He is number two on the charts. Went back up. It's crazy. My son even texted us like, hey, you guys need to update it.
All right, just his for the fault. Record, I saw that message like 2 days after. And the thing that happened was that when that video was released, it was about 2 weeks after the recording of it. So I'm like 80% sure at the time of the recording, the charts were accurate. Ivan was, I think, number third. But it just comes to show the relevancy of Ivan. he just went back up.
And it also goes to show that, you know, people from the record labels are watching the podcast, so they're looking at our charts.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody.
Manzana kept us on check.
Like, shout out to Manzana.
That's good, though. That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, Ivan announced his tour, Dañado US Tour 2023. He hasn't announced the states or anything. There has to be LA.
No, I think definitely.
There's definitely Texas. We know there's Texas.
There's Texas for sure.
For sure.
Okay, but here's a question. Well, before we get into more, do you guys think California is going to have more shows than Texas, or Texas is going to have more?
Texas is going to have more.
I think.
Yeah?
I feel like Texas has a really good like culture over there. Like really, really strong culture.
A lot of artists always have a lot of shows in Texas. You know, Houston. Definitely going to be Houston. Austin.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But guys.
Yeah. So Ivan just announced his tour, and that's all we got. Dañado Tour 2023. But it made me wonder. He has not done any shows since the release of this huge success.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys, what type of venues do you guys think they're going to choose? Do you guys think they're going all out?
I think they're going all out because Ivan signed with an agency called WME. I searched up their website and everything. Ivan is signed there. WME is huge, one of the biggest agencies. You guys should search it up. I think like Daddy Yankee's on there. Nata. Who else is on there? but a bunch of huge artists are on there. And Ivan's on there, and I think that's perfect. Like, Manzana made the right move, and I think they're going to go all out. Definitely fucking Microsoft Theater, definitely big-ass arena.
I think their WME and Manzana Records are going to turn Ivan into one of the biggest artists in that region.
That was the right move, Manzana. That was like the most perfect move you could make.
Shout out.
Or CA, you know.
So, I mean, also, you know, you guys see this chart every week. It is 100% accurate at the moment of this recording. But we see Ivan at number 2. We see Eslabon at a healthy number 10 as well. And this one dropped first with maybe a month in advance. But there's a huge difference now. Ivan, streams-wise, at least on Apple Music, is bigger. And it goes back to saying Eslabon has done 8,000 people shows. Do you guys think that in this tour, there's going to be an 8,000-person venue?
Or bigger. Definitely.
That's a trick question, but I think so.
Yeah?
I feel like Eslabon and Ivan have similar like fan bases.
Similar sized?
Yeah, but I also think that Ivan like blew up on TikTok so big that even people who didn't even speak like Spanish were like playing.
Yeah, and you can see a lot of people like bumping Ivan like... Kelly, Ulchis, Becky G, and those are huge artists. Like,
that's crazy.
And I think even Ryan Garcia.
I remember that.
Was it Yaritza?
Maybe, but
or maybe both.
Yeah, but like both. I feel like those people, those Mexican people that are like up there in the industry or that are very well known, like are known to listen to this.
Yeah, and
music.
Also, you know, Eslabon does have shows way more frequently. Mm-hmm. I think the only time they ever had like a date to showcase the music for Dañado was the day that it released. They had an album release party, and ever since there hasn't been any official shows.
I don't think he played either.
I think they just like put it in the aux cord.
Oh yeah.
But even though there's that anticipation, you know, that he's blowing up currently, I still think they're gonna go for a little bit smaller venues. Just to...
Like to play it safe?
Yeah, I just sort of play it safe.
There is no safe here. They have to fucking go all out. I think they're going to go all out. I think Ivan's going to fucking sell the fuck out of everything.
No, I know he's going to sell out. Dude. But I do think they're going to might go do smaller venues.
I kind of get why you're saying that because it's his very first one. But then again, like, he's been killing the game in terms of charts.
He's been destroying the game. Romeo Santos?
That's crazy.
I'm going to push them down. I don't know who that is. I just fucking printed that shit out. Damn. Who's that? Fucking okay, WhatsApp messages. Who's that?
That's a feud, right?
And then Lil Pump or some shit right there. I don't know. But Ivan's fucking killing that shit.
It looks like Chief Keef.
Chef.
Benito.
Ivan's been killing it. And, we're going to go on break. But, we're going to go on break. We'll talk about it after the break. But before we go on break, we want to show you guys an artist. He goes by the name of Exo Derek. He's an underground artist. He's actually my favorite underground artist.
Me too.
He is from Los Angeles, California, and he is 16 years old.
16 years old, so do not hit him up on Instagram.
Don't hit him up.
But don't hit him up. Music.
And this Ivan, we'll be back after
Exo
the break.
Exo Derek, La Niña del Insta.
Exo Derek.
La niña del Insta es la que me enamoró. Siempre en mi mente llevo su bello rostro. Yo no sé qué me faltó para hacerte mía, neta que trate. Dímelo, que si algún día va a ser nomás tú y yo en mi cuarto.
We are back from the break.
Rápido suenan algunos radios.
I want to do that TikTok so bad. But yeah, guys, we are back from the break, and we're going to talk about Ivan's tour still.
I'm not before we get into that, if you guys like this song or you'd like to showcase your own song, go on agustopod.com.
Wait, if you guys want to play your song on the break,
check out agustopod.com.
You know, agustopod.com, there's a little page called Agusto Promotions, and check it out.
Talking about new songs.
What?
Did you bring your song?
Huh?
Are you going to bring your song?
I sent it to you.
No, go on shopagushwapa.com and then.
Hey, your home.
Guys, Jason is dropping a new song. Comment down below what you guys thought about the other one.
You don't have that
one.
You should play it.
Oh, good, copyrighted. What? Rancho Milde.
Rancho Milde owns
you. No.
Rancho Milde owns you.
Hey, but tell us the truth. Tell us the truth. You got how much did you get signed for? How much did Rancho Milde pay you to sign?
Guys, I got paid a good bill, you know. I'm going to be set for, 2 years.
Eso es todo.
Just kidding, guys.
We're going to a club?
Hell yeah, we're popping bottles, bitch.
Gonna buy a chain.
Yo.
And then broke.
The chain's coming in, no?
When the chain coming in?
Nah, I didn't get no chain. You know, I'm financially lit. So, we good.
I don't think that's a thing. But he's financially
lit.
Literate.
Lit.
Is what he meant to say.
No, obviously, I just
no,
put it.
No,
he's
financially
ill. I abbreviated lit, you know? But I have another song that's dropping. I sent it to Diego. And it's mixed by Yellow Room, if you guys know. Shout out to Yellow Room. Edgar, compa, you got down on it. Shout out to Luis. Shout out to Faba, the musicians, and obviously
myself. There's always a team behind the star.
Play
the
song. It.
Yeah, guys. Shoutout to Faba.com. Back to Ivan's tour. Okay, guys. So we've been talking to a few
Dude,
people.
Dude, that's messed up.
What?
Play it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Next break.
That's why I sent it to you.
Next break.
You sent me your song? Next break.
I did.
We were literally
just talking about it.
I guess.
And the song will be played in the next break, so you guys stay tuned.
No, mames, fuck you.
No, it's because we were back from the break. We just played a song. I don't think you want to hear another song.
It's a good format. Trust.
I bet.
If you guys want to hear Jason's song, wait for the break. Don't scroll. I'm watching you.
And don't come and mean stuff. And he's not signed to Rancho Mille. I don't know what he never clarified shit. He's the worst at clarifying shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But guys,
back
to Ivan's tour. We've been talking to a few people, artists, labels and stuff like that, about presenting, artists on their shows. And, we haven't come to, a good agreement. Like, yes, we're going to do it, and nothing has been set. But we were actually talking within each other. We're like, hey, we want to do Ivan's.
You want to do Ivan's. We want to present Ivan's tour. And hopefully you do too.
Maybe a short little 5-minute talk podcast will be funny on stage, and then out of nowhere, Ivan Cornejo,
the real guys you guys came to see.
So we need your guys' help for this. We need you guys to tell Ivan, tell Manzana. Of course, they're like a text away, but I feel like if they really see that you guys ask for it, they'll make it happen. Manzana is the one that says yes, no. He's Ivan's manager, Manzana Records. Yeah. So make sure you guys go on.
Yeah, they've been presented with the idea, but I think if you guys help us out with your support and going on to Manzana page on Instagram and also Ivan's page and just commenting.
Spam them.
Like, do us that solid. If you guys are watching right now, you guys are the real ones. We're 25 minutes in. You're part of the real ones.
You're Geo watching.
Yeah, you're a top G right now.
Geo.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Geo.
No, I'm saying like you're probably Gio watching right now.
Oh yeah, Gio, like go
the true fans.
Yeah, the real, real deal. Go onto Ivan's page, send them a DM. Comment where he announced the tour, and also go on Manzana's page and do the same thing. Help us out, make that dream for us become a reality. I know
we've been trying to go on tour
because we're willing to give up the other opportunity for Ivan Dañado tour.
Y muchas gracias por adelantado porque sé que sí lo nos.
Think about it, he'll be the first to have a uso apa. You know, everyone has a presenter, a DJ. You know, Fuerza Reyes has like DJ Malachin.
It'd be a huge step for us. So please help us out.
And hopefully it turns into a domino effect and other people want to get us.
They'll definitely want to after. I mean, they're already hitting us up for it, but you know, we want Ivan. Yeah. We want to do Ivan.
So if you guys see us up there, it's literally thanks to you guys.
We'll take pictures with all of y'all. All of y'all.
And also,
somebody watching, I don't want a picture, y'all.
Yeah, we want to see Ivan.
It's like a picture with Ivan, though.
Like, this is like Ivan.
Alvin on the Chimix.
He's like, no es Ivan, nomás está dañado.
Damn!
Hell no.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, yeah, guys. And also, if you guys want tickets for Ivan's show, you know, we'll try our best to make it happen. We'll ask around and we'll do a giveaway too. So comment down below. And I had one more thing to say. I forgot. Oh, yeah, and also, I hit up Ivan a while back about coming back on the podcast, but he's been busy. Manzana's been keeping him busy. So that's honestly, like, really good for him because he was telling me how, like, Manzana kind of gives him, like, a schedule. It's like, hey, you're going to go with Apple Music, do this interview. You're going to go do this. So, like, we're really happy for Ivan. I think he will eventually come, you know. But, yeah, just wanted to give you guys an update. I'll text him again because this was, like, a while back. But maybe he's, like, kind of chilling right now.
It's yet to happen, guys. Be patient with us.
A lot of things have been happening.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for him
and for us. A few things happened to us.
You know,
the other day, no?
If you guys hit him up saying that you guys want him on, then he'll be on.
Someone commented on the episode.
You know,
apply
a little bit of pressure. Likes. Apply a little pressure. That's it. Just apply pressure.
No, apply a lot of pressure, Jason.
Hey, we should talk about when we were at Rancho Media.
Yep. There were a few things.
Bro, you guys are not going to believe who we met.
Yeah.
Angel was wet. He was like coming.
He was being a bitch.
Like
too.
Someone came by after and put the wet sign on the floor.
Hey, don't step here.
Se vino el pendejo.
Tell him why.
Yeah, so we went to Rancho Milde headquarters the other day to
watch Jimmy's
pick up Jason's huge check from signing. The royalties are starting to kick in.
Except for 2 years, guys.
Cadillac Escalade.
He sold his soul right there.
I'm gonna get the Urus. I actually ordered my Urus already.
What color's your Urus?
I got it in fucking beige.
Top G.
He signed in blood right there in front of us.
So we went. We didn't know exactly what was going on, but we went twice. And the last time we went, they were actually filming the show Desde Abajo, you know, starring Jimmy Humilde. He had some special guests. What's the one girl's name?
Jaylene.
She was on.
Dogface.
Dogface 28, I think. He was there. I got shy. I didn't get the chance to say hi.
Marquitos Toys. Obviously.
Marquitos Toys was there, which was, I was very, very excited.
Now, you're a bitch.
I was. I was a little reserved at the moment.
Reserved?
From Acá Entre Nos.
Os from Acá Entre Nos, which is somebody that I actually look up to a lot in the space. Shout out to him. Muchas gracias. Nos trató muy bien. Nos habló en español.
Nos dio un buen consejo.
Remember when he was explaining shit to us? Like, ¿me entendieron?
I know. Como es que lo que pasó es que yo creo que teníamos cara de
pendejos.
De eso. Y pues nos preguntó, pero nos trató muy bien.
I
look up to him, you know, and que nos tratara así de esa manera, pues, means a lot to us.
He gave us a lot of tips about podcasts and stuff like that. He's doing really good.
Yeah, he's doing really good. Shout out to him.
He was supposed to, he came to interview a bunch of people. You know, I was supposed to be Nata yesterday.
I know. So, so that Marquitos Toys was there. We got to meet him. I got to talk to him. Me tomó una foto con él. We chopped it up. We're homies now.
He chopped it up. This was like, Marquito, took a picture. Gracias.
He didn't say shit to him. Motherfucker was quiet the whole time.
Bro, no, we chopped it up a little bit. He doesn't follow me on Instagram yet. He said he's going to, he tries to, you know.
I don't think he will.
He's going to follow me soon.
You're a little bit of a loser.
Dude, Angel.
Yeah. So then.
Nah, kidding, Angel.
I was telling Angel, like, dude, go ask for a picture now. You know, he's alone.
I was just standing there.
He was like a little kid.
I was like this, right? And I was like, okay, I know that one of them is going to take the picture. And I don't know if it's just me or maybe like you guys too, Were you going to take a picture? Pues ahí le das, ¿no? He cleaned his phone a little bit. Like, and I was like, maybe if it's a selfie, maybe he wants to take a selfie, like hugging me.
He was like fingering the fuck out of the phone.
So yeah. I was like this, right? And then I had it ready. Like, I was just ready to...
He had the camera open.
Yeah, I had the camera open and everything. He kept and then, like, out. Okay, pues, like, right here. No me animé. So then I just had to put my phone away. Yeah.
Fucking
and then it. When we were talking to Oz, he was telling us that he was probably going to interview Nata. I don't know if it happened. I don't know.
I don't think so.
So I don't know. But he was like, Nata. So, you know, he was coming the next day. So then this, the next guy that got wet. And he got wet without even seeing him. So without being having him in his presence. So I don't know which one was worse.
It was funny. Once I heard Nata, I straight up like, Jimmy.
He was just like, yeah.
And Jimmy, can I please come tomorrow? And then these dumbasses, but bring an ambulance.
Bring an ambulance porque se le va a parar el corazón.
Dead ass.
And I didn't get to God, meet him again. Bro. But I think I'll get to meet him. I think I feel like he's going to be at Gina
eventually.
Concert.
Do you think?
And I'm going to go in my shorts.
In CT shorts?
CT shorts.
Eso es ser fan número uno. Pues no sé si eres el número uno, pero...
Puto.
Ahí andas.
Oh, no.
Do you think that when you meet him... I mean, maybe not right away, like, hey, yo te conozco. But do you think that he'll know who you are, like, when you, like, introduce yourself, at least?
I think so. Because, yeah. I mean, we got reached out by CT, but not for Gavito, but we were busy. I think so.
How does it feel that your idol probably most likely knows you exist?
He's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, it's an accomplishment on its own, I think.
I'm a huge fan of Nata. I really like his music. I like the letra. I like the...
Well, he
sound
even, oh.
The trap Nataoki. I need my car Nataoki. My Camaro's name Nata Kong. I'm not kidding. Is that what it's actually called? Told you it's 100% confirmed. You're the one that says that. You're the one that says me siento puta rabiola.
Yeah. Both bros forgot their gender.
All I see is
but when he sees Marquitos.
We all have our soft spots.
Soft spots. Hey, yo,
anyhow.
Nah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to meet him. It was cool.
No, not that.
No, I'm saying that we got to meet Oz.
I know. It was cool.
We're leaving. The Aguilar showed up. So random.
Yeah.
We're like, okay.
I personally didn't know.
And then we were like, hey, let's invite him to the podcast. And then Angel was like, this is what you're going to tell him. He tells me this whole shit. And I was like, bro, I'm not going to remember that. Just talk to him. No, I'm not going to talk to him. Dude, Angel.
I'm going to tell you guys one thing. We're a team, right? So some of us have our strengths and some of us have our weaknesses. So then he said he had a good idea that he had the leadership to say, hey, we have the chance. They're right here. Let's just tell them, invite them. And then I was like, bet. And I don't know if they asked, what should we say or what? But then I just started saying, like, say it like this.
The whole thing.
And I
but
said
like
it
so professionally, like really good. Angel's really good at communicating, but not actually communicating. He could say good, but then once you're there, you're like,
it was like the complete.
So then I knew my strength was to know what to say, but then I knew that they were gonna be good. They're gonna deliver the message good.
So I feel like
I talked for a solid 30 seconds. It was like four very solid.
I feel like I'm good at
sentences,
both knowing what to say and delivering.
Okay, so you didn't know what to say or deliver that day, but...
No, I just wanted you guys to do it.
But you didn't back us up at the end?
I just... No, but this is what happened. So I was like, Angel, just go up to them. How you said it so good in the beginning. After that, I'll fucking talk. He goes up to Pablizzi. And like, the Pablizzi's in the middle of talking to some guy. And Angel literally goes behind him. He goes, hey. And then like interrupts the whole conversation. Gets mad dogged by the guy, bald guy with the fucking gun about to kill Angel.
Sorry.
Doesn't even tell him about the Aguilars. I mean, we're down to have Pablizzi too. Obviously, we wanted Pablizzi. But we wanted to get the Aguilars. And then we just leave. And I was like, no, mom.
Yeah, well, no. It's because you're painting a false picture.
He's like,
so what happened? We were already leaving. And they're like, we have to go back and take this opportunity to invite them. And I was like, all right.
Wait, serious question, Angel. Do you think you're an introvert?
Yeah.
Or like you're like...
That is so sad.
Like antisocial, introvert, shy, timid. Like which one out of all of those?
I think we're all shy.
I don't know exactly the...
Nah, I feel like I'm not shy.
It's hard for me to...
You're not shy, but sometimes you're like... You're too direct where it's just doesn't sound good, to be honest.
I'm too direct?
Well, it's because the thing where, you know, we do appreciate the...
No, Keiko's too direct.
You said it a lot of times where you just speak your mind and say things how they are. But I don't know what the word is, but sometimes you have to say it right.
Yeah.
like, yeah, there's a lot of things involved in saying exactly what you mean without being either kesone como.
Yeah, sometimes you sound like a dick.
Like, you're rude, like, well, or maybe up. Aggressive.
Speaking my mind. And it was like, I don't think you
like, if like just like that, I think I was speaking just, your mind
I was
card.
Just raised to
why lie? Everything. Why lie? Just tell them straight up, fool, if things are like that.
Por eso fue Keiko.
Nah, could handle the truth.
Damn, he had to get you one back for the one you told him earlier.
Yeah.
Take that shit. Yeah. What happened to that team? Then what happened was that we went back and we were just like dumbasses standing next to them, like waiting for them to like have a little break in their talk that they were having to just like go up to them and be like, hey, come on, this and that. But then Publizi recognized me, so then they were like,
and
oh,
he already knew him, so I was like, yeah, bro, yes, what are you yes, so yes,
like, that's your boy.
So, okay, so then that's what I said, you know, I'm gonna start with the people that I know more, because I honestly did not know who the Aguilars were, but I knew Publizi, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go talk to him. But he was talking to like some guy, right, that I didn't know how to gun, I guess. And we were right next to them, just standing, and we weren't even talking anymore at that point. We were just waiting for them to stop talking so we can go up. But they were like staring me down hard. You guys were staring me down hard.
Bro, I went to the restroom.
He was in the restroom. I was behind you.
Yeah, but you guys stared at me for like 20 minutes and just waiting for me to go up to them. So I felt a lot of pressure. So then I was like, oh, hey, whatever.
He was so nervous. He went
They never
back,
stopped talking.
Picked up a random Coke off the floor. Remember?
It was my Coke.
Oh, my God. Coke. I was like, you're so nervous that you picked up a random Coke and you're just drinking it?
It was I my Coke. Probably had a it was Coke. It was my Coke.
No, I'm kidding.
So then they wouldn't stop talking. So I had to just tap on his shoulder. And then I just started talking to Publizi. I completely spaced out and forgot there was some other guy having a full-on conversation with him. I'm sorry.
The guy was like, chuk.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, obviously we were supposed to talk to him when it was like with the Aguilars. But anyways, we'll
I'm
get
not
him
a natural.
Time. We see him at concerts sometimes.
Okay, but right there, you could have gone up to him if...
But they were like in a circle and Publizi was like with that dude.
Hey, Publizi was having a full-on conversation too.
People tapped him so hard. Like,
I know.
I was probably
know.
Sore from his
like,
soul.
Hey.
It was like two taps. He didn't feel it. So then I was like...
He's like, hey, can I talk to you?
Well, yeah, guys, that happened.
I just
want to
talk
and,
some pictures.
I definitely want to tell you guys that we got something really big coming for our Wish Baba podcast. I don't know what yet. I mean, I kind of do know.
It's like none of us know.
But, huh?
It's like none of us know what's big.
No, something big is coming for us. Oh. Like, I think we're going to go next level. And let's just wait on it. And what's the next topic?
What did you say the next topic was? The one
about Marga? Marga?
You can preview my song and then go to Marca.
No.
Oh my God.
Huh? The merch.
Yeah, the merch, guys. It's been a very slow process thanks to me. I don't know
I
what else. I don't know what
designs.
Else to say. Yeah, half of the process that we've done so far is the designs, and Jason did that in one day. But the samples are going to be done very soon.
This
They're
going
to be way nicer. That's all I gotta save my ass to say to save my
high
ass.
Quality.
It's gonna be high quality.
True to size.
Like they're made at a factory, not our house.
Yeah, they're made at a factory, not with our blood, sweat, and tears anymore.
We leveling up.
Just with our tears and money now.
Yes.
Yep. Like I gotta money. Pay this.
And the quality of the stuff is gonna be way better. That's for sure. Designs, I think it's personal taste.
I haven't seen the designs either. They don't want to show me.
Yeah, because we need to take initiative, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just excited to see how
I'm scared.
Some hoodies come out. They're going to be way nicer, and they're going to last a lifetime.
Yep.
And that's all for you guys, all the supporters. Yeah. And you guys are going to look fresh.
Maybe not this month, maybe not next month. Maybe by next year, you guys will look fresh, but the merch is coming out of it.
No.
Sorry.
What color are, like, letters? Just tell me letters. Color of letters. Is it
color,
one color?
Color palettes that we're working with.
Like a no,
black
like the,
and white.
Black and white. But like the colors, the letters is just one color?
No, we have two colors. So far, that I told them for sure is... Because the first one that we're doing is...
No, I think all, about it. I made white. The designs and then this one chose the colors.
Yeah, it's all white with different color blinks. And the second one, we're doing two colors. For sure, we're doing black and white
letters, right?
Yeah, white letters, black outlines for the t-shirts. So one color design with three different color tees. And then for a special hoodie that we're doing, which is going to be embroidered with more.
That one's going to be fire. That one's going to be fire.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. That one is going to be... black letters with a white stitched outline, and the color, the sample's gonna be done in a black, so it's gonna be black, black, white, and then from there we could choose the blinks that we like.
Estolo, you guys be waiting, wait on that. Pendiente de merch.
Pendientes en los radios.
Siempre pendientes. Dun, 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 dun. Rápido suena en algún horario.
todo
poseído and shit.
No, I'm not hating. I'm a fan of Pesca.
No, no, I'm saying.
I'm actually the one that said that he's going to be the next biggest thing.
But other people hating in the comments and stuff. That's what I've noticed with TikTok.
He's good. He's good.
People, no los puede tener uno contento.
All right, guys. We're going to preview one of my upcoming songs. I'm really excited for this one. It's going to be my next release. And I'm kidding that I'm signed. Remember that. No clout, Jason.
Well, I mean, you just gave me. All right, guys, we're going to go on break one more time. We're going to listen to Jason's song.
¿Ya tiene nombre?
Or release date?
This, next.
So, algo más fácil. Does it have a name?
It's going to come out soon, guys. Be wary.
Oh, the name's right here. Ilusionado?
Yeah.
Guys, we are playing Ilusionado by Jason Nunez on 92.3 Augusto.
And we're going to go FM. On break. Let me know if you guys can hear. I can't hear shit. All right, guys. We're going to go. Before we go on break, we're going to play Jason's song. It's called Ilusionado. It's not out yet. Let us know what you guys think about it in the comments. I haven't heard it, and I don't think I'm going to hear it because I don't have this shit connected. So just let me know how it sounds.
Worldwide preview.
All right, guys, we are back from the break. And if you guys follow us on Instagram, you guys saw that we posted reacting to our viewers' deepest, darkest secrets. So if you guys want to join and be a part of like the podcast too, make sure you guys follow us. Oh my God, I forgot to mention that next week we are filming our first live podcast, right?
Next week we are filming our first live podcast. So we will be giving out the details on Instagram. Follow us there so that you could be first one. So that you can see how we don't edit anything.
Oh, it's not raw. It literally just like
we
record and raw that every ends. Week. Yeah, that's how it is. Like it's all like organic.
And I'm thinking of bringing a whole bottle. I'm thinking that we could do.
No mames,
we could do a dinámica.
Uno quiere parar de tomar y otro pinche.
Tú no puedes ni a decir que vas a parar de tomar. No, tú eres más cerveza que agua.
I mean, beer is different than. Like tequila and
alcoholics
bottles,
always have a good excuse, guys. Number one sign. awesome excuse why they always have a modelo.
Me van a llevar a what is it?
Okay.
Y la canción, y si llego a mi casa, me llevan al anexo.
An anexo.
Yeah. And if you're watching over, if you're watching to this
my
point,
favorite,
make sure you like this video.
My
you
favorite.
Probably like it.
Anexo.
Anexo.
You probably don't need to go.
Anexo. Nah, my favorite.
Anexico. Yeah, anexo, arrexico,
yeah, cabezona. That's where I learned that word, al anexo. Go listen to Calle 24. Hey,
you're like the Mexican.
Rodolfo.
You're the Mexican Thanos.
Tú estás desnalgado y qué? We had to get, stupid. Guys, we had to get, you see stick as cushions? We had to do it because of Jason.
Hell no.
Porque su hueso pegaba abajo.
Falta de bitches.
All right, first one says,
yep.
I lost my virginity to a 50-year-old special ed teacher.
All right, well, this is crazy because you guys hear the wild-ass stories that we've
said. Oh, I thought you were going to say that.
No, you thought it was going to be me too? No. So,
he lost his virginity to a 50-year-old special ed teacher.
But who's he was teaching.
Who was special ed? The teacher or him?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Who was teaching? Was he teaching like special ed kids or like he was special ed and 50 years old?
Wait, so therefore, wait, that's your teacher. Does that mean you're special ed?
Yo, I'm confused. We're more worked up over being special ed.
Read it again.
I lost my virginity to my 50-year-old special ed teacher.
So right there, he cooked himself because he was trying to act cool, talking about like, oh, you know, a cougar. But he said special. So my boy's like in Read 180 or something.
Yeah, that's good.
No,
No, sorry. Shout out to all the... No, no, shout out to none of those people. No,
they get your shit together.
Pero unos cochinos.
Someone else. Someone said, I fucked all three of my friends' boyfriends at the same time, and they don't know about it.
Find Jesus.
Find God.
Find God.
Find Jehovah. Find,
Find Plankton.
Yo creo que sí son todas.
San Judas
Tadeo. Yeah, there you go.
No, yo creo que no ha de...
Find la Santa Muerte, Alice.
Damn, chico.
Hey, yo.
If anything,
pero tres novios.
Nah, just kidding.
Someone said...
No, I don't know. I don't know if she's a top G or not.
Someone else said, this girl gave me head, then she made out with my best homie 30 minutes later. I feel like something that would happen to you and Gekko.
Damn.
Oh, that happened to them? And they're like, Angel, no. What the fuck are you doing, Angel? She just gave me head.
No, it would be the other way.
No.
No.
Gekko would be like, hey, head is head.
Recalentado?
Recalentado?
Yeah, what does he say?
Recalentado's always better. Y pues ahí está. No, but si ese es tu mejor amigo, imagínate.
No, man.
Con amigos así, ¿para qué quieren amigos?
That was hell out of pocket.
They said, I clapped my homie's tía.
The tía must have been hot then.
Is that valid or not? Is that valid or not?
I don't know. It depends if the tía's good looking.
Okay,
there's some hot tías out there.
Cochinos, ¿qué están haciendo? No, I don't know. I think that's out of pocket.
It depends how old the tía is, fool. There's some young tías out there.
Dude. Ya me da miedo. I don't know what's next.
Look. I hotboxed my car and got hit by my homie's girl while watching you guys.
Hey, shout
okay,
out
hold
to
up,
you,
hold
fucking
up. So,
savage.
So he sparked one up with his homie's girl.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like kicking it.
He hotboxed the car, listening to Gekko say, damn, so like...
So this guy was watching Gusto Papa and got hit at the same time.
That's a top G. That's a top G.
Top G.
What color is your Bugatti?
This one says, my uncle told me he liked me and he's 21 years older than me. And this is a girl.
No. Arrest them.
There's a special immediately. Number for that. Child Protective Services.
Hey, get a social worker at your house immediately.
Hey.
Get that uncle behind bars.
But shout out to the guy getting hit while watching Gusto.
Real G.
I think this one's real.
Top G.
But it says, I kissed the boy in the bus. It was scary, and I'm straight. But shh, don't expose me now. That was a real account.
Yeah?
So I guess he came out to Augusto.
A round of applause.
We support the gays.
We supported the gays.
So... He
kissed
in
the gay.
Bus?
He kissed another guy.
Like a random guy in the bus?
And he liked
it. But I think he's like a little kid.
I know. Next question.
Well, you can't say that.
Next question.
Good job, compa.
Top G.
Good job. Okay. That's kind of... Oh, I thought it was Luis Yerda Quintero. I sold drugs to kids in school and kept it in my locker. No one ever found out. And I'm a senior. Congrats, Luis.
get your bread up.
Get your funny up.
I don't know about that one. I don't support that one. But hey, everybody got their way of making it out of the trenches.
At least he didn't kiss a girl after she gave hit. I guess he got that going for him.
Can you do me a favor and pass me in Arizona? Like throw it, but not like how you threw the gum. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Is it time to get it back?
Someone said, I stole a book from church. You're going to hell.
No, read it. Que lo lea.
Oh, you didn't read it.
Read it. It's good cancels out of bad.
I dropped my friend's dizzy pot in the toilet one time, and he still took a hit out of it.
What?
Someone... Dropped their
he
homies
hit his homie?
Huh?
He hit his homie?
No. I dropped my friend's dizzy pot in the toilet.
Oh, hell no.
Took it out
he took a caca dizzy hit.
Well, he just thought it was a new flavor?
He's like, chocolate.
I don't know. I don't know. Son cochinos.
Damn.
Some of you guys are inhumane. Y'all on some Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
I don't know. But still, shout out to the guy that got hit from his homie's girl while watching Augusto. The Augusto part, top G.
Yo, this is some Jay-Z shit. One time I was on my way to work and I was holding my shit but didn't make it. shit.
How's that mean? What the fuck?
I don't know.
That's, no, see, no, right, I've heard this 100 times. Defamation.
I got stomach problems right now. Like, I'm not feeding.
Dude, you know, Kayo one time got stopped and, like, because he was feeding, but he actually had to shit.
And, like, did he tell him that?
The officer let him go because he was like, I really had to shit.
Because, dude, imagine he, like,
already told him?
Arrest him.
He's getting arrested.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm gonna use that next time.
Someone said, I slept with my best friend's girlfriend and her boyfriend.
Best friend's girlfriend?
That's already hot. That's already bad.
You don't get it?
So a girl?
So a guy slept with his best friend's girlfriend and her boyfriend. So he slept with his best friend.
Bro, he's going to say, like that one meme, a win is a win.
A win is a win.
That's a Eiffel Tower, no?
I want to become an artist with music, but I'm scared of judgment. What can you tell them? Advice.
I say you just go. Just practice and go. A lot of practice. But then again, no matter if you're good or bad, you're going to get judged for it.
Yes, and be more scared of being stagnant
I mean, the biggest artists in the world still get judged.
Yep, be more scared of staying in the same place.
Exactly, I like that, Angel.
And also, if you remember, nobody liked Bad Bunny's album when it came out.
Really?
All of a sudden, ya se andan acá cantando que son putas. And by that, I mean Jason. Jason always says that line. Más duro.
I did say that I didn't like it, but then it ended up being like the hardest shit in the fucking earth.
Hey.
And it's number one on the charts.
Yeah. So if you guys want to be part of this for the next time, go... comment on Instagram.
All right, one more banger.
This is not a banger, but
top G.
I want to say this one. Milk gives me severe chorro. Can you guess who it is?
You.
No. I'm.
He just has severe chorro.
Look who it is. Oh, top right. Shout out.
Shout out to you. If you're watching this.
Top right.
Dos.
He was on the podcast. That's all we could
he's,
tell you.
He's a guest on the podcast. Guess who it is? What's another dirty one?
I'm a teen. I don't care. I have a 20-year-old girl. Wait,
you're 20? That's what they said.
I'm a teen and have
like guy date 17
girl. I feel like people don't make it a problem, but if it's the other way around, it's like that, huh?
I don't know what to say on that, but that's how it is. If I don't know, a 17-year-old or 16-year-old guy, kid, dating a older girl, then everybody says top G, but the other way around.
Not top G. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I think it could be out of pocket.
It's out of pocket. Y'all heard that?
Nope. Can't hear shit. Someone didn't fucking charge my headphones.
That's how he swallows. Oh my God.
All right, guys. This wraps up the episode, right?
Yeah.
This wraps up.
Thank you guys for tuning in. This episode was fun. The next one's going to be better. Stay tuned on all the good shit that we're coming. Angel, hopefully... It's gonna be skinnier by the next episode. Diego's head is gonna be smaller. No, I'm kidding. That's inevitable. We should cover this one. But
and Jason's neck is gonna like shrink a little bit by next.
I'm gonna be 10 pounds heavier. But peace out, guys.
Hopefully your next.
Don't forget to like this video. Go give us a rating on Apple Music. Go comment on Ivan's thing that you guys want us to go on tour with him. Damn, what we did was tell you guys what to do this episode.
Oh.
But thank you guys.
Peace out, guys.
Bye. We love you.
Stay safe.